is the Norris Group's Real Estate Investor Radio Show, the award-winning show dedicated to thought leaders shaping the real estate industry and local experts revealing their insider tips to succeed in an ever-changing real estate market. Hosted by author, investor, and hard money lender, Bruce Norris.
On Friday, September 27th, the Norris Group proudly presented its 12th annual award-winning black tie event, I Survived Real Estate. An incredible lineup of industry experts join Bruce and Aaron Norris to discuss perplexing industry trends, head-scratching legislation, massive tech disruption, and opportunities emerging for real estate professionals. All proceeds from the event benefit Make-A-Wish and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. This event is not possible without the generous help of the following platinum partners: the San Diego Creative Real Estate Investors Association, Invest Club, Think Realty, Coach Fullerton, Keller Williams Corona, Property Radar, the Apartment Owners Association, MVT Productions, and Realty 411. Visit isurvivedrealestate.com for event information.
Good evening. Oh, this is actually the very first year that we're not live streaming, so I am so much more relaxed. Welcome to the 12th annual I Survive Real Estate event. I am Aaron Norris. Thank you for being here. Some of you are new to the scene. You're like, I don't know why I'm here. Just sit back and relax. We were having a joke. Every time the word says real estate is said, you can just have a sip of wine and you'll have a lovely evening. Sometimes couples bring their significant other and they only come once because they're not diehard real estate fans. Hopefully nobody here is like that. But please have a great time tonight. I Survive Real Estate happened once a year. We come together in one place for one night to discuss the year ahead while benefiting two incredibly awesome charities. We started this event back in 2008 during the recession to celebrate our industry and to raise money to defeat cancer and to help people who need, who have been impacted directly and indirectly, which unfortunately happens to so many of us. So, as we do every year, if you or somebody that you know is struggling or has struggled with cancer, will you please briefly stand up? And that's why we're here. And while you are standing, can we please do the Pledge of Allegiance? Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Over the past 3 months, we have together raised over $55,000. Thank you. Yay. Bringing our 12-year total to over $925,000. We are oh so close to that $1 million mark, and we expect it to happen next year, so we hope you'll be all be back. I Survived Real Estate is completely underwritten by the Norris Group, so 100% of what we raise tonight via ticket sales or sponsorships actually do go to the two charities that are benefiting tonight, Make-A-Wish of the Inland Empire in Orange County and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So, if you happen to be sitting at a table and you're given a ticket, don't worry, we're going to be hitting you up. There are ways to participate. You've got Make-A-Wish has left a card on your table, and you can meet them out in the hallway, as well as St. Jude in your program has a house giveaway. They actually have a raffle. All of a sudden, that program, everyone's like, what? How did I miss that? Yes, there is a house raffle for here in California. So, aren't you happy you attended? So, there's ways that you can participate tonight. Later on, if you're watching this online via Amazon, YouTube, Facebook, or any other of the digital channels, please go to isurvivedrealestate.com, hit that video tab, and you can see our program, see all of our sponsors, information on our speakers, and ways that you can get involved and donate to the charities. And if you like the show, please do. With that, I would like to ask Amanda Soto with St. Jude Children's Research Hospital to share a little bit about their mission. And while she's making her way up, let's watch a short video.
I really, really look forward to, you know, playing video games with Zach.
Carson is nice and kind, and he loves video games, and
we both really like video games. So I knew he'd be a friend from the moment I first saw him.
I love him.
It's a button sequence that you have to do. You gotta do the left stick up twice, and then press, which one was it?
B and up at the same time.
B and up at the same time.
I call him sometimes when he's in his transplant, and he would, you know, kept a memory when I'd have my amputation.
We always, like, play with each other, and we talk about the good things and encourage each other to do good at our appointments.
And we make jokes.
Yeah. There was this one time when me and Zach were going to go to the zoo, but I didn't feel good enough to be able to go. So we just played video games after when I was better.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. Good job.
Pretty much get together and just play games and have fun and don't really think about the other stuff. I may ask if your appointments went well today or if you were feeling good, but
we focus on our friendship and just make that like our main goal and just don't worry about all the pain and stuff like that.
I don't have to take pain medicine as much and they help distract me and it's helped a lot. Cancer has come back a few times. Now it's gone again, so I'm gonna go home soon.
We're gonna, you know, play online and FaceTime each other so we can talk and see each other even from far away.
Wrong button, wrong button. Oh.
You're gonna get defeated.
Oh, man.
I just wanna say that St. Jude is a great place and they've given me my life back.
All the treatments and surgeries and everything else.
I think it's great that no matter what, people will always help us kids at St. Jude.
Good game!
Thank you, Erin.
Oh, can you hear me okay? Okay, wonderful. Thank you once again, and I want to thank the Norris Group for having us here, for inviting us once again this year to be a recipient of such generosity. I'm very honored to be here tonight and share the stage with another amazing nonprofit, which is the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It is truly an honor. And first of all, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I also want to thank you directly. Your presence here is showing lots of support to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, and thanks to you, families like those of Carson and Zach do not pay a bill for their travel, treatment, housing, or even food. And that all is made possible because of the contributions from individuals such as yourselves and amazing organizations such as the Norris Group. So thanks to your gifts, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is able to continue the life-saving research that it's done. Ever since the hospital first opened in 1962, the childhood cancer survival rate has gone from 20 to 80% in just over 50 years. I should mention, however, that that statistic only applies within the United States. Unfortunately, throughout the world, that statistic still remains like it was in the 1960s, where it's that 80-20. So that means that 4 out of every 5 children, unfortunately, will not survive. But because of that, St. Jude is saying, you know, we're not doing enough. And thanks to your contributions, St. Jude Research Hospital has made a commitment of $100 million to invest in global programs to help raise the childhood cancer survival rate to 60% by the year 2030. Yep. Thanks. And again, all that would not be possible without the kind-hearted support of individuals such as yourselves, organizations such as the Norris Group. So our commitment is that no child should die in the dawn of life, as our founder, Donnie Thomas, once said. And once again, I'd like to thank you on behalf of our patient heroes, such as Zach and Carson and the St. Jude family. Thank you, and have a wonderful evening.
All right. Thank you, Amanda. Next, the brand new CEO, 16 days in, Make-A-Wish of Orange County and the Inland Empire, Gloria Crockett. And while she's coming up to the stage, please watch this great video.
So we're really excited to be here today at the Orange County School of Arts. And their students are actually helping us grant a wish to Kaylin. And her wish was to be a pop star, and so they're gonna provide the band and the backup singers and dancers. And so we're really, you know, going to provide her the most amazing experience ever.
Kaylin came premature and something wasn't right. It was like a mommy gut feeling. And then it started with all kinds of issues. Her not being able to keep food down, her throwing up, and then we were in the hospital when she first got her first bloody diaper, and then it was just downhill after that. She ended up being TPN dependent. She went through numerous surgeries trying to figure out what's wrong with her. Nights of her in stomach pain, nights of her crying, saying she just sometimes feel like giving up, you know, her missing out on school activities, family vacations, you know, having no friends, to where her friend that she had was just her friend in the hospital, you know. So being through everything she's been through and still waking up every day with hopes and dreams and goals, it's priceless.
This is probably the most special, most important, best event that I've ever done in my entire career. And I want to do more of them. I think that it's important for all of us to give back and to reach out, because the need is there, and it's so fulfilling, and it's better than any paycheck. It's better than any name on a sign to give an experience like this to someone like Kaylin, who's so deserving.
Thank you, everyone from OSHA. Thank you, everyone, for being my fan, and it means so much to me.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you, Erin, and thank you to the Norris Group. These videos we've seen tonight, oh my gosh. These kiddos, are they not absolutely amazing? Because of each and every one of you, you've made an impact in their lives. Their lives have been changed. Their lives have been inspired. Because of organizations such as St. Jude's and Make-A-Wish, in which you've all come together this evening to make a difference. Can you guys believe that? Almost $925,000. That is absolutely amazing. So as you've heard, my name is Gloria Crockett. I've been with Make-A-Wish for 16 days. And I am excited, I am humbled, I am inspired. I've seen that video 3 times, and I've cried each time. It's amazing what we're able to do. I oversee the offices that cover Orange County, San Bernardino County, and Riverside County, and I'm humbled by the job I get to do every single day. So Kaylin's wish, was that absolutely amazing to be a rock star? I know I might want to be a rock star someday, but my gosh, you saw Kaylin's wish gave her the opportunity that allowed her to shine bright after many, many difficult years that that were spent in the hospital. For her family, it was a moment to celebrate. After years of uncertainty, hospital stays, and doctor's appointments, as we continue to tell stories about that day, we know that this life-changing experience was not only for Kaylin and her family, it was for the students, it was for the backup dancers, it was for the band, it was for the faculty, it was for the advisors, and we know that it had a great impact on the hundreds of individuals that were out in the audience cheering for her as she rocked out that stage and singing. Wishes inspire hope. They spark inspiration. They celebrate joy for those who are involved in creating that wish and making it a reality. We believe that a granted wish is truly transformational. So at Make-A-Wish this year, we have a goal to grant 348 wishes. That is one wish every 25 hours. Wow. Yeah. Not only do we grant wishes for for our chapter, but we help other chapters across the nation, in which there are 60, to help grant wishes in our area. A lot of children want to come in and have wishes granted at Disneyland, or they want to meet celebrities. So we do a lot of that with our partners across the nation as well, actually around the world. Unfortunately, according to the Centers for Disease Control, only about half of the wishes are currently being granted that for eligible kids. And so the children that are served by Make-A-Wish are between the ages of 2.5 and 18 and are currently battling a critical illness. But thanks to all of the support today, you'll help us strive to make that goal of that 348 and continue to allow us to serve those kids that would like a wish to come true. Every kid that is battling a critical illness, we would like them to have the opportunity to live out their most heartfelt wish and make memories that last a lifetime. On behalf of the Wish children and their families, volunteers, supporters, our board of directors, and our staff team, we want to thank each and every one of you, the Norris Group, and all of their friends for making this a reality for Make-A-Wish. We have to say thank you for all of you. We're also excited. On the table, you see that there was a wish that was supported, is being supported by I Survived Real Estate 2019, adopted the wish of Elijah. Elijah wanted to meet his favorite entrepreneur, Jeff Bezos. Is that not a cool wish? My goodness. And I thought, wow, that's pretty powerful. So without friends like you, we would not be able to make the transformational changes that we do, and I cannot wait to continue my journey as the new CEO at Make-A-Wish Orange County and the Inland Empire to create more memories with each and every one of you. So thank you so very much.
Thanks again, sponsors. None of this tonight is possible without your support over the years. After hosting this event for so many years, now in year 12, a lot of faces around the room become family. This is almost like a family reunion. Throws me off every year. We don't have name tags. You're all dressed up. It blows your mind, but we're so grateful for your continued commitment to come out here. Very briefly, and many of you are already aware, we lost somebody very important to this family this year in Geraldine Berry from Northern California. She was here since the very beginning. She was instrumental in bringing everybody from Northern California down. She was a very dear friend. And if you didn't know, it's just her legacy lives on by all you Northern California people who continue to come down. And I just really appreciate it. She's always an inspiration, never forgettable, but we will definitely miss that Irish accent running around, her causing problems, something to cherish, but wanted to let you know. All right, Now on to the business. I'd like to quickly thank our team, Robin, Vicky, Holly, Donna, Joey, Don, Mike, and Rich, who have been helping throughout tonight, running around tonight, making go smoothly. Thank you. White House Catering and MVT Productions, who make life so much easier and have been here since the beginning. I'd like you to actually leave your cell phones out. Please put them on vibrate so the show isn't interrupted tonight. You can follow along on social media using hashtag ISRE. But tonight, I actually need your help. One of the reasons we didn't want a live stream is because we want you to participate a few times in some online questions. So with your phone out, I can already give you a warning right now. Please don't, I'll tell you how to do it first. All one word, no spaces. Text the Norris Group to the number 22333. I'll give you a second. You can tell that too many people have been watching Game of Thrones. Winter is coming, apparently, in the economy. We want you after you put the Norris Group and you text it to 22333, I'd like you to text the one word on how you're feeling about the economy right now. While you are all busy texting, using your phones for good cause, I would like to invite the man up to the stage who's been in the business next year, when we will hopefully hit 1 million. He'll have been in the business for 40 years. He's a real estate investor, builder, hard money lender. He hosts our weekly award-winning radio show. He loves to yellow line charts, and he does his best to advocate for an industry he loves very much. I get to call him Pops. Bruce Norris.
Thank you. Love you. Thank you, Aaron. This was Aaron's brainchild, by the way. He's done an amazing job with it. In 1981, I attended a seminar I really didn't want to go to, and happened to change my life. A gentleman named Jim Rohn. For whatever reason, I was ready to hear him, and he gave this talk. I went home and wrote goals for the first time in my life, and my life's never been the same. When he passed away, I got the idea of honoring his legacy with an award. And we asked the Rohn people if we could do that, and they agreed. And so every year we hand out something called the Rohnie Award. And it is reserved for the very best of the best in our industry. The people that have given back to their fellow investor and taught them things that enabled them to better support their family. Tonight we have Jack Fullerton here, who was the first recipient. And Pete Fortunato, all the way from Florida, back from him getting the award last year with John Schaub. Tonight, we get to honor Dyke Spottiford. You're too early. I've got, no, somebody's given me something to read. I think your family is kind of put some stuff in here, so it's going to be fun for you. Dykes grew up on a farm in rural South Georgia, where he learned the meaning of hard work as he watched his dad and uncles running various agricultural businesses in the area. His pursuits did not include farming, but instead resulted in his grandmother banning him from conducting scientific experiments in the house. His astute grandfather bought him a chemistry lab and helped him set it up in the barn far away from the house. He eventually pursued his love of science and attended Georgia Tech, studying physics and eventually obtaining a graduate degree in computer science. Even today, many of his friends still refer to him as rocket scientist. Dykes met his future wife, Debbie, who's with us tonight as well, at Georgia Tech. But incredibly, it wasn't until years later that they would reconnect and get married. They have two daughters, Dorsey and Lori. Working as vice president of a prestigious engineering firm, he became involved in Georgia REIA, started learning about and investing in real estate on the side. Debbie still reminds Dykes of one of his first investments, small apartment in a less than desirable area of Atlanta where she would go pregnant to collect rent. Nice. When the engineering firm was eventually sold, he moved into real estate full time. Dykes learned about land trust, and as he began investing and got so many questions about trust, he started teaching a small class on the subject. Over time, it would grow to include information on entities, tax strategies, asset protection, which many of us know him for best today. Wanting always to include his family in the business, daughter Dorsey recollects that in order to be allowed to watch cartoons, she had to first compile binders for the upcoming events. She later discovered that her dad had gotten a quote from his printer for binding, and he used that in class as evidence how a couple of children could save you a lot of money. All those funds went toward their IRAs, of course. Dice would sometimes be a guest on an Atlanta real estate investment talk show, and one day his daughter Lori happened to hear him on the radio. She thought that was the coolest thing ever and asked him later in the evening, "Daddy, are we rich?" And his response was, "Who's this we?" Today, both daughters are real estate investors. His daughter, Dorsey, is a full-time investor and also helps with the education business. According to Dorsey, Dykes is a guy that really enjoys reading tax codes. I like him already, man. And figuring out the best ways to protect assets and save money. He constantly is learning and has passed on his wisdom to thousands over his 20-year teaching career. If there's one downside to Dykes, it's that it's hard to get anything done at the office because he's constantly answering questions for friends and students. And personally, I know that that's true because I've been on the other end of that generosity most recently. Not bad for a rocket scientist. With that, we have a short video for people to let you know how they like what you've done.
We just wanted to congratulate you on this wonderful Roney Award, well-deserved. All the teaching you've done, wonderful books, research, incredible.
1994, you put on a program called the Mobile Home Money Machine. And little did I know that was going to be the catalyst to let me leave the corporate world 5 years ahead of schedule.
You wrote an IRA book and I had bought it and called you with a question. You were so helpful. Words would not totally express my humble memory of that conversation.
His material is excellent. His delivery is superb. And he walks the walk.
He has so much wisdom. And he loves studying topics and sharing that knowledge with other people.
You've done such a great job of keeping us all up to date on corporations, LLCs, trusts.
You have just been an awesome influence on me and my business. Our family.
He's brilliant. He's smart. A lot of people don't know. You know, we call him, his nickname is the professor. Another nickname is a rocket scientist. And a lot of people don't realize that Dykes really is a rocket scientist.
So truly I am no Shakespeare. Dykes, your teachings I hold dear.
Over the years, we couldn't be more impressed with your wealth of knowledge, your integrity, and a fantastic family man.
Dykes Botterford has done nothing but help me, encourage me, and has really provided me with knowledge that's invaluable.
He's a valuable example and counsel to me and to many, many others.
Really, meeting you changed my life, not just in the amount of education I received from you, but in the people that have flowed into my life because of you.
There's a whole group of people, Dykes, that you will never know, that you will never meet, whose lives have been impacted by your teaching and by your leadership.
You've helped thousands over the years.
You've been a leader and an inspiration for all of us.
Dykes has just been an amazing influence on our lives.
You've not only been a teacher of ours, you've been a mentor, and most of all, you've been a friend to us.
Congratulations again.
Thanks for all you do, Dykes.
Thank you very much, Dykes Botterford.
Thank you, Dykes.
Thanks, bud.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks for all your help.
Congratulations, Dykes.
The Norris Group originates and services loans in California and Florida under California DRE License 01219911, Florida Mortgage Lender License 1577, and NMLS License 1623669. For more information on hard money lending, go to thenorrisgroup.com and click the Hard Money tab.
The Norris Group would like to thank its gold sponsors for supporting I Survived Real Estate, Coldwell Banker Town & Country, In a Day Development, Inland Valley Association of Realtors, Keystone CPA, Las Brisas Escrow, LA South RIA, Michael Ryan and Associates, NorCal RIA, NSDREI, Orange County Real Estate Investors, Pacific Premier Bank, Pasadena Phoebe, Shenbaum Group, SJREI, Spinnaker Loans, South OC RIA, UDirect IRA Services, White House Catering, Wilson Investment Properties. See isurvivedrealestate.com for event information.
For more information on hard money loans and upcoming events with the Norris Group, check out thenorrisgroup.com. For information on passive investing with trust deeds, visit tngtrustdeeds.com.